What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Popped up in the infield, and that's ball game. Mydroth squeezes. Cam Boozer picks up his first save in a White Sox uniform. And the White Sox will get the series win with this 4-2 win over the Marlins in the finale.
The White Sox win. Print the banner. Line up the parade. Michigan Avenue on the Studs Terkel Bridge, Division Street. Let's go.
The White Sox with a win.
They got a win. Beat the Marlins. It's a big weekend for my sister.
Big weekend for the entire family.
It really is. The nephew, Jack McMullen, in town doing the radio call for the Marlins. They're here for the Sox the last three, for the Cubs for the next three. And
Did you book them? Or?
I actually tried to put him on Hit and Run yesterday morning, which was entertaining.
I heard about it.
No, there was a technical disaster.
Lawrence,
it was going to be a Mother's Day spectacular where I was going to put Jack on and then surprise him with my sister, his mother, for Mother's Day and have
that sounds very nice.
Delightful moment. Yeah, there were technical disasters and the whole thing did not happen. But it's okay. It's all right. But I was listening to him call the game yesterday when Tim Elko was at the plate against Sandy Alcantara, big-time MLB moment for young Tim Elko. Timber, as I heard David Haw call him this morning. Is he Timber? Is that a thing?
Well, if David Haw says so, if Mr. David proclaims him Timber,
he proclaimed it. It just came out of his mouth. I don't know if I saw it anywhere else, but Timber, Tim Elko, up at the plate, Sox trailing against the ace, Alcantara. And nephew Jack knew what Tim Elko could do.
Sandy's throwing hard today.
He's throwing hard, and he's facing an inexperienced bat, but an uber-powerful bat. 1-0 pitch, Elko launches. Out to left, Wagaman working back, Wagaman at the wall, and it's gone. It's the first major league hit, the first RBI, and the first home run for Tim Elko. We knew he had power, and Sandy got burned. It was a curveball. Elko went down, fished it out, and he sent it five rows deep into the seats in left. That three-run homer makes it 4-1 White Sox in the bottom of the sixth.
That's why they called him up, Jack.
That's a kid who grew up a White Sox fan, Jack, who's watching it and knows the minors and knows that kid is powerful, and that has the appropriate tone for the upset visiting team.
So can we talk about Sandy Alcantara for a second?
We should, because that's the other thing to bring up there.
Real quick, can I just talk about Andrew Vaughn for just a half a second?
Sure.
Getting hot.
Hitting the ball now.
He's got an RBI in every game since the Tim Elko announcement.
A little pressure.
Should have brought Tim Elko up in 2021.
Oh, look at that. And I don't believe that Andrew Vaughn has broken for home on contact when he shouldn't in at least 4 days after doing it twice in like a 3-day span. Idiot.
All right. I'm done.
All right.
So Sandy Alcantara, who is back from Tommy John surgery and has been a bit of a struggle bus, but has got ace stuff.
Peripherals are pretty good for Sandy. He's not getting as much swing and miss as usual. Most people think it's just because he doesn't quite have the location pinpointed and quite have the bite on the breaking stuff the way he did. There was a lot. It was like 18 or 19 foul balls yesterday. On Sandy Alcantara, but the velocity is there and the spin rate on some stuff is there.
So one of the rumors is that the Tigers are interested in making a trade for Sandy Alcantara.
Oh, boy.
Do you want the Cubs to try and trade for Sandy Alcantara?
Yeah, I'd like them in that mix. I would. So then Colin Ray could be your long swing man in the bullpen. Ben Brown could be a short man in your bullpen. And if Cade Horton pitches well enough to stay, then you can have both of those guys in your rotation. Yeah, absolutely. I'm interested in talking to the Marlins about Alcantara. It's going to be very, very pricey, but this is time to do it. I believe there's 2 years on his deal. It's not just a rental. I believe there's this year.
He's what, 29, mm-hmm. I think?
Yeah. And I mean, he's clearly... And it's a very manageable deal. He signed a 5-year, $56 million deal. So it's actually 17.3 for next year and the year after that. And then there's a club option at 21 in 2027.
That's like Jameson Taillon money.
Yeah, that is extremely manageable for a guy with that stuff and that pedigree now coming off of Tommy John. Hell yes. Hell yes, I want the Cubs interested in those conversations.
I came to a conclusion as a baseball fan this weekend, Speaks. I would like there to be more bat diversity on non-holidays. I want guys to be able to use whatever color bat they want whenever.
Why do you have to make everything about the color of the bat?
Why do I have to make it about DEI baseball? Well, here's why.
Why do you make everything about bat diversity? What do you target?
I found myself really enjoying. They did.
The pink,
and I like the blue when they do Father's Day. But here's why it happened to me. Like, here's where it crystallized. So I'm at Fat Poor, and I was having a meal, and I'm watching the games, and they had all the screens on. So I'm watching the Padres, you know, continue to score touchdowns against the Rockies. What did the Rockies give up, 55 runs in the series or something stupid like that?
More on the Rockies later. They're involved in a serious chase.
We're all going to become Rockies supporters, I think.
Or you could see them in person, too, if you'd like.
Oh, you can, as a matter of fact. The Rockies, in fact, since you brought it up, Tanny, are coming to play the Cubs at Wrigley Field on the 26th of May. And you should keep listening because you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see that game. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. Be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
The Padres take a 19-0 lead. Stop the fight.
Stop the fight indeed, but they got another safety and got that number to 21.
Using a Don Orsillo Padres gloat to promote the Rockies is ingenious.
I think it's great. Uh-huh. But while I'm watching that, so I got the Rockies on, I got the Cubs on, I got the White Sox on. And over in the corner is the Savannah Bananas game that's going on.
Man, they know what they're doing.
And I'm just sitting there going, I think I'm okay if baseball and players want to branch out a little bit and add a little bit of color to the game, to do that with the bats whenever they want. I don't think that we should just limit it to the holidays.
What was it? What was the game? Was it the Little League Classic a few years ago where the players had these bizarre bats? Like, they had the pencil. Guys, yes, had the pencil bat. I think that was the game that was in Williamsport. They were allowed to branch out and have these wacky bats.
I think that's what you should do.
Yeah, why not?
It's a way to kind of, you know, grow the game and have a little bit more fun and maybe make stuff more memorable. I don't know. I don't even know if the players would necessarily be down for it. I just found myself going, if they wanted to do this more, why not? Also, Aaron Judge is ridiculous.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I just, that's a non sequitur. It's just.
All of these things are true.
He's ridiculous.
You are bursting. Your baseball bag is bursting. That's what's happening right now. There's so much going on. By the way, Tim Elko not only got the home run ball back, he gave his mom on Mother's Day the home run ball and the pink bat he used to hit the home run.
That's awesome. That's a really nice story. What a way. Like, people were banging the table to get Elko up to the pros. And on the weekend where he gets called up, he hits a home run in front of his mom.
And he's got young teammates on this team who have known him in the minors and love him. Sean Burke loves that guy and was not surprised to see Elko's first hit be a home run off a Cy Young Award winner to put the team ahead in late innings. Awesome.
We're a quarter of the way through the season. I'm going to read you Aaron Judge's slash. It sounds like fiction, okay? 409.
That's the batting average.
494.
He's got a 500 on base percentage.
779.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
He basically hits a home run or double every time he's at the plate.
And he made a diving catch in right field that was pretty solid, too.
Speaks.
And he seems to be like a good human.
Yes.
And a real good teammate, solid captain.
His wins above replacement at a quarter point in the season. Want to take a guess?
4.8.
I'm using B-War.
Oh, okay.
3.4.
Okay, I bet it's higher on... Oh, maybe not on Fangraphs.
His OPS plus 100 is the median line. Anything above that is good. Anything below that is bad.
210.
Higher.
230.
Higher.
Really? That's funny.
257.
Yeah, that's bananas. I mean, not the Savannah bananas. But
they'll
bananas.
Be in town in July, right?
Yeah, I didn't get tickets.
Bananas, I love them.
The Roopster would go. I gotta find a way.
You know enough guys that you can get in.
It's gonna be pricey, man. Do you want to go, Tanny? You gonna bring the juju?
I would love to, but I am not a millionaire. I would love for everyone to go, but the tickets on the secondary market, I checked like a couple weeks ago.
Outrageous,
it's,
right?
It's absurd. Yeah.
They were in Nashville on Saturday, and they were in a football stadium.
Might be cheaper.
And I think
it's like Taylor Swift for us.
Yeah, you got to travel to go see them. Yeah. But I think they got 45,000-50,000 people at that game.
It's the kind of thing that like a different sort of radio host without scruples would just mention it on the air and hope somebody's like, oh, I'd go with Speaks. You know what I mean? I mean, I wouldn't do that. But like in the old days when people did that kind of radio, they would.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.